So happy holidays to all of you, wherever you're listening to us from. Bonjour, bonsoir. No, bonsoir is in the afternoon. Bonjour. Ndewo. Guten tag. You know, good morgen. You know, and konnichiwa. You know, and what else? Ogbo. Serido. Yeah, to all of yous and yous and yous and yous and yous and you in particular. So it's Boxing Day. Oh, before I forget, remember yesterday on the Sunday morning show, right? We did get a winner for the voucher. No, this is my ATM card. All right, okay, there it is. Okay, all right, got it out. Yeah, so we got a winner. Love Bakari. That's her name. All right, so I think we're streaming now, putting this up in the air. Love Bakari, you have 2 hours. You have 2 hours. This is your mission. You have 2 hours to get to the Kuwa Zobe Info Studios this day to pick up your HyperCity voucher. 2 hours, after which the voucher will explode in my hands. So if you want it, come get it. All right, it's Kilometer 16 East West Road, Room OC. You can't miss it. Nobody can miss this building. It's impossible. Anywho, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Rivers State today, away from politics. I'm not going to be delving into the politics. Politics for later on, you know, in the day, talking about 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock on Hello Port Harcourt. But this morning, I'd like for you to call in and tell us how the holiday has been so far for you in Port Harcourt. Yesterday, I went to the supermarket and I was pleasantly surprised that it wasn't as full as I anticipated. There were still people there, you know, maybe doing last minute shopping, or, you know, people who didn't want to cook who were buying food. I saw a lot of young guys doing that. But I can tell you free of charge that the transport is a big problem. And I mean a big problem. From Choba Junction down to Obirikwe Junction, it's now 200 naira. That's one thing. But anyway, opening the phone lines, directing the microphone to you. How's the holiday been so far? Were there a lot of shops open in your area? Food? How did you do? Did you go out to a party? Did they give you food? Did the food they gave you have chicken, beef, pomo, liver, or egg? Very important. All of these things are indicative of something going on. All right, so let's get to hear from you this morning. As always, please do refrain from making defamatory or derogatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make unsubstantiated claims. And very important to make comments that may be seen as inciting.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So 0707 0923 0923 0703 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0009. Permit me to repeat the numbers: 0707 0923 0923 0707 0923 0923. The other numbers to call: 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809 030 6416. 0809 030 6416. That's WhatsApp and Telegram number. Then jump on to Facebook and Twitter. If you haven't done already, it's at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. 923. Hello, good morning. Good morning, please.
Compliments of the season.
What compliments of the season to you?
My name is Bob.
Welcome, Bob.
Man, yesterday was somehow I was so hungry when I came out from church.
Okay.
Nobody to visit me, nobody to bring food for me. I was looking for the food like forever.
Wow.
So at some point, I stepped out. That dude at the church on my street there just asked me to come on. There is too much food. So I have to just branch.
You branched.
He's just going to share some money to some children around that place. So sit down and add good rice and chicken. So that was it. And so I left that place again. I went to the first place. There was lots of fries, but no, I did not eat. But I was very, very full. You know, yesterday was sweet.
It was
it
for
was
you.
Very, very good.
So, the holidays were good for you. Yesterday was good for you, right? In the end.
Yeah, I was so good. I was so good. But the government to do something. There's no money anywhere.
Are you sure there's no money? Because I was at the supermarket yesterday. My brother Bob. People were buying things.
You said you're scanting, right? Because there's no money.
It wasn't scanty. But it wasn't as full like, you know, people be queuing outside at the door. But it was full. I spent almost 20 minutes just to pay for my own basket. It was full.
I tell you, Jude, there's no money anywhere. People are not buying stuff. Go to the street, people are not buying stuff as you expected now. People are not buying stuff. There's no money anywhere. But thank God for life, though.
Thank God for life. All right, so that's his experience in Port Harcourt. No money anywhere. Do you agree with Bob? No money anywhere? Well, you know, it seems like a general statement. I kind of, you know, think so. But what does Jude know? All right, this one here says, hello, Jude. Good morning. There's been a lot of calm in my part of Port Harcourt, but I noticed that not a lot of people traveled on my streets. It seems as though they're waiting for the new year or something. That's true. In my own area, let's see, it does seem like there were, you know, a lot of homes that still had, you know, residents in, talking about, you know, apartment buildings. One or two people have traveled, but I like to believe a good number did, you know, because maybe it's the businesses, because the businesses seem a bit on the low key, as of this morning anyway. Seems to be a bit on low key. Yeah, seems to be on the low key. So yes, maybe that's what's going on. So once again, how's the holiday been? It's hello Port Harcourt. This morning is Boxing Day. A lot of people probably have hangover, or maybe they were hungover, maybe from Christmas Eve night, and maybe to today. I'm not quite sure. So we're just getting a general view of what's going on in Port Harcourt. Wherever you're in Port Harcourt today, you know, please tell us what's exactly. You know, someone's asking about my age. Say, good morning, Jude. We are so curious to know your age and those of others in Nigeria info. Why do you people hide your age a lot? Sorry for intruding. I never hid my age. I really don't know the ages of all the other people. I have to ask them. But for me, you know, I was born in the 80s. You see what I'm doing right there? Oh, you mischievous son of a somebody. hello, Jude. Good morning. Oh, let's see now. Christmas in Port Harcourt is dry. Don't let anybody deceive you. If you don't doubt us, get to the central parts of Port Harcourt where the businesses and the places to relax are usually had. Not a lot of people are there. And then look at the general environment. How many areas, how many streets have you seen decorations? Well, Isaac, thank you very much. I haven't seen a lot of decorations. If I'm honest, where I am right now, they just put like some bulbs, you know, one line of bulb that just like just, you know, crisscross, put bulbs. So it's just a single strand, you know, going across the street, you know, and that's it. It's not very colorful, but I do know, I haven't been there, but I do know at GRA Junction, you know, the banks there, they had this tradition of, you know, making very elaborate decorations and lights in front of them. So I don't know. Anybody passed there yesterday or maybe on Christmas Eve? Did you see those decorations? Please call it and tell me. You know, we're looking at how the holidays are right now in Port Harcourt. It's 22 minutes gone past the hour of 9 a.m. this morning. for that person who's acting by my age, 39 is the number. All right, moving on. So, good morning, Jude. It's not been the very best of Christmas here in Port Harcourt. Power's not been great in some areas. And after going to church yesterday, I got by thinking, what else to do? Well, I don't know. Maybe you don't have a lot of friends. That's nothing to do with the city. Okay, all right. Okay, so this one says, please, Jude, help me wish my landlady, Merry Christmas. Interesting. Mrs. Cheta, apparently, I lost hope yesterday because I had no money to cook, but I was surprised when she knocked at my door with a big plate of fried rice and goat meat and a bottle of soft drink. I was overwhelmed. She made my day yesterday. All right, Merry Christmas. Oh, this is nice. See, this is nice. I like to read these kind of stories. And this is nice. Okay, all right. Good morning, Jude. I never imagined that Christmas can be this dry compared to the former. But we thank God for life. That's Christmas in Port Harcourt. But you do know, right, that historically, Port Harcourt, you know, is not the place where a lot of people spend Christmas, right? A lot of people leave Port Harcourt, you know, from the 24th up until maybe the 2nd of January, you know, to spend holidays with their families and loved ones in particularly the rural areas, right? So maybe this shouldn't surprise you, you know. Maybe you know, people shouldn't be so surprised. I don't know. All right, good morning. Lekaya is as busy as... that's nice. All right. Nothing to show for this Christmas. People are playing... should be basketball at the court. Some are playing football as well. Nothing has changed. No decorations, no gatherings, no music being played for people to dance. I'm not even receiving gifts from my big old guys. That's true. I haven't received any gift from me. Okay, NY in Elekaya Housing Estate. Oh, okay. All right. The people are still playing. Well, maybe that's part of the holiday. You should go out and play basketball, you know. Particularly if you're single. Hello, ladies. You need to get to the basketball court in the Lakai Housing Estate. You know, I hear there's some boys shooting hoops and they're wearing all the singlets. So, yeah, thank you. Free information. That's how I do things. We'll be back after the break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back. 9:30 a.m. Good morning. That's 30 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. It's still Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Jude or Mamigbe. I still have a lot of messages here. And I'm going to be reading them on WhatsApp. And by the way, follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. And this morning, we're taking a look at the holidays, Christmas in Port Harcourt. Has it been for you so far? What are the things that you experience when it comes to food, transportation, power, you know, engagements? Have there been a lot of parties, events? Did you attend anyone? Would you be attending anyone in the next few hours or maybe in the next day or two? I do know there are a few, you know, that have been scheduled to come through here in Port Harcourt. So we want to talk about how the holiday season is here in Port Harcourt, here in River State during this season. So from the 24th to today and even up until the end of the year. But today we start off looking at the very recent, you know, Father Christmas period, which is, you know, yesterday, 25th of December. Today's 26th, it's Boxing Day. Have you received any gifts? I honestly haven't. Apart from, you know, the gifts of life and the gifts I've given myself, which was Lexina. What did I get myself? Okay, that's true. Has to be working. My TV went bad, so I'm working on that. So yeah, apart from that, you know, I haven't received any gift from anybody just about yet. In that same vein, so that this doesn't look like a one-sided conversation, I haven't actually gifted anybody anything. So let's for those of you who are there shouting, nobody has given me anything. Have you given anybody anything? You know, have you?
And now,
Hello, Port Harcourt. With Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
As always, the numbers to call 0700923 0923 0700923 0923. All right, the other numbers to call 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007 and 0817 923 0009. Right, WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. 92.3, good morning. Global Tackles.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
My name is Nengi.
Welcome. Nengi, hi. Good morning to you. This name sounds familiar. Nengi, are you the person who won on Friday?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And I'm guessing you're calling to find out when the money will be paid to you.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I did receive the message. The money will be paid. Today's a public holiday, so the offices are not open. So I think by Wednesday or so, they should make plans to transfer the money to you. I don't have the money. It's the providers that have the money, so it's not me, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you. Okonkwo is in Rumokuta. Good morning to you, Okonkwo.
Good morning, bro. Jude.
Good morning. Compliments of the season to you.
Happy Christmas to you. Bro, that's the truth. The whole metropolis is completely quiet.
Is it really quiet today?
Yeah, completely quiet.
Interesting.
Nothing is happening. In the olden days, you would see people, even on the street, drinking mud. You see, some persons buying cartons of mud. And people would just be drinking on the street, dancing, rejoicing. You see a lot of gifts. People get and give to people. You see a lot of decorations on the streets, on the road. Today, there's nothing like that. The country is defeated. And the state is defeated. Every place is dry. People are poor. It's a pity. I don't know when
it can't be everywhere is dry, because like I said, I went out intentionally yesterday to see what's going on in the streets. People were actually going out, people were buying things. Even the market, Ozoba market, was full. People were still coming to buy things.
So in that area you saw people drinking, buying things and giving to people. You know, in the olden days, even in the supermarket, you said they buy costly things and that's giving it to people within the supermarket there.
Did
you see that?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that. I have to be honest. I didn't see that.
The country is dry. This government has messed us up.
But Okonkwo, the same thing was said during Jonathan's period. I remember during Jonathan's period, there was one Christmas, the country is, things are hard, you know. How's that changed?
During Jonathan, fuel was ₦8.
And then people were still complaining.
A bag of rice was 7,005.
And people were still complaining.
But that was 50,000. So it's unfortunate. We pray that Labour Party will come.
Okay, all right. We're not getting into that right now. My 3, good morning.
Yeah, season's greetings.
Good morning to you, Mr. Zion. Season's greetings.
Everybody expecting somebody to decorate. Did you decorate your own?
Very good question.
Everybody wants to see people outside. Did you go outside? See, there is money. it was on Saturday. Fruit gardens here. If I tell you, I was here almost to 7. Look at people. They put the market out of them to shut down. People are two pennies in their thousands and hundreds. People are buying. Look at somebody told me that chicken was sold for 10,000 naira. Did he buy it? Did he walk away? those who sold the chicken for 10,000, did they complain to you that nobody's buying it?
But I have to say this though. Yesterday, I still saw a lot of poultry stands outside with good number of birds unsold.
They are waiting for their customers to come. They are waiting.
Okay.
Look at the Kotako was shut down yesterday. You know what Kakula Babu can see the beautiful clothes people wore?
Mm.
And the passes were everywhere. See, this is about the people are enjoying, you know.
People are enjoying.
They come and come and complain to you, say, well, you are suffering their life, but they don't want to give you. They don't want to give you, so they also want to defend. They go, God, nothing there. It's not true. There is no street to walk. There was no aroma of chicken or this one or that one.
Let me ask you, I don't know if you went out yesterday or the 24th. Did you see any decorations at Jerry Junction? There used to be a bank that used to have very brilliant displays.
I didn't get to that place. But what outside I went to, there were decorations.
Okay, so that's Zion's view. Andy was calling us from Aba. Apologies to you, Andy. Good morning, Jude. People have always complained about Christmas since I was born. There is no single Christmas that people have not complained in this country. People are enjoying today as it has always been back in the days. DJ from Port Harcourt. DJ may actually have a point there. Moses, yes, says good morning. Actually, my Christmas yesterday was shocking. I woke up eating Eba, the first meal that entered my mouth. At least you had a meal that got into your mouth. Then later, the normal came after I had lost hope for Christmas. Since we don't have cash, we just chop. Oh, okay. At least you got to eat. I think I had only one meal yesterday. I had it twice. Oh, that's true. My colleague, Boma, Sisi Boma, she gave me rice and chicken yesterday. That's true, because I had no plans to cook. Sotoye is in show. But Sotoye, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt, Mr. Jude.
Good morning.
Dude, if you see the extent of smiles in my face and mouth this morning, you will dance for me.
I'm already dancing.
Dude, I was thinking there was no money in this country. But to be truthful, to be sincere, Mr. Zion just tapped everything all. See, dude, people were eating chicken. If you see the chicken people we are buying and eating.
Mm.
My wife and I, before Christmas, on the 23rd and 24th, we tried to send out some little gifts. And God made it a way that the gift returned, just like he said in his word. Yes, it returned. And people were cooking chicken, bringing it in my house. Up to the extent that my wife and I woke up in the night to eat what was left.
You put us to fear God and sleep in the night?
The chicken was surplus.
They woke up in the night to eat. What about your children? You didn't give your children chicken. Oh, wow.
My children have traveled, though. I took them to the village.
You send them away and decide to stay with your wife, baby. Wow. Look at you, Sotoye. Look at you.
I went to the market, see how people are buying chicken, 10,000, 12,000, 15,000. And then some persons will still tell me there's no money in this country. No, I doubt. There's money.
Andy, is there money in Aba?
There's no money here. She knows now you go do business. My brother, mercy for anybody who tell you in the come from Aba. When you just from Port Harcourt to Richie, welcome to Abia State. Bad road start. When you are coming from Owole, welcome to Abia. Bad road.
But Andy, I know a lot of people have come, have left Port Harcourt. They've made their way to the villages in Abia, to Umuahia in particular. I know a lot of Port Harcourt people who are in Umuahia right now. So there must be something happening in Umuahia in parts of Aba.
When you tell me that out of 100 vehicles, 8 break down on the way. Is it a good road that passes it or the bad road?
Mm.
When we are seeing 100 vehicles and the earth is break down on the way, are you going to enjoy even riding on that kind of road, my brother? Your body will tell you. As it is. coming Christmas, my mother, everybody just the look. That's why that there's no any how evil will happen, it will happen for everybody. Some people will still enjoy it. Some people will suffer it. There's no any time people are not going to enjoy and the people are going to suffer.
Fair enough.
Now we're suffering. Look at the government. It has last 5 years or 10 years ago, it was 6,500, 6,000 naira buy a bag of rice. It's what we are going to be looking at. In fact, Nigeria, I don't know.
We're going to fix the country.
Immediately.
Yes, Nigeria will fix itself when people like you go and vote the right person, Andy. All right? So stop complaining. Nigeria, my friend, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
Hello,
good morning.
Hello, my name is Akas. I'm calling you from Borogoni.
Good morning.
My commendation this morning is to thank God for seeing January we have been on this platform. Hello, for that cause. All of us are here. We do not declare it as a news. Nobody will announce it. Both of those scholars, Mr. Zion, J.A.G., are others, including Aya Kanto. We are alive, Jews, we are alive in this moment. So I want to thank God for sustaining Hello Federal City. I think through this platform, people are heard our voice. People are seen as their members. People in government, we are making an input to government policy. We are too, like Hello Federal Court. Very important issue has been discussed, and policy makers have been there. So much important for our talk. So I want to thank Hello Federal Court City. I want to thank you. I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank policy makers. I want to thank government agents and government. I want to thank local government chairman, particularly the Canada local government chairman, Dr. Thomas, for hearing and listening to Hello Federal Court. And all issues have been brought before. So, Jude, I want to thank God for 2022, and I believe that 2023, so that thing will be done. Hello, Father God. Thank you, and God bless you, and God bless my dear. Thank you, Jude.
Thank you very much. Okay, all right. Joseph in Onet says, we thank God for those of us that started the year single and are ending the year single. And I have told my girl to stop billing me. Christmas is not her birthday. So you got billed yesterday or maybe on Christmas Eve, you know, but still doesn't explain how you spend the Christmas, right? That's what we want to find out from you. What's the Christmas like? What's the holiday like in Port Harcourt today? Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, hello, June.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas to you and to all the entire staff of Nigeria Info.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so concerning the discussion, reality is that times have changed. And that's one fact, is an underlying fact. Things are not as it used to be. But even at that, that should not be the yardstick for which, unfortunately, it is. Let me break down what I'm saying. I noticed that as the times are changing, the mindset of the people also are changing.
Mm.
So people are now holding on to what they have. Unfortunately, we are beginning to lose our humanity. Those days, one of our elders are calling to was talking about, people have not developed the mind of being selfish. So they go out, they decorate the streets. It's not as if the people that were doing that at that time were very rich people. I know when I used to stay in Diop, some past 10, 15 years back, these people were young people. They didn't have all the monies in the world.
Mm.
They just come out and get bulbs and get wires and just decorate the street. And then people were not rich, really, quote unquote. And they just cook an extra cup of rice. You know, because somebody
would come.
Some neighbor will walk in and you know, it was life. You know, unfortunately, we have allowed our environment to take away our humanity. So what you see is people telling that, okay, rice was also 10,000, 5,000 there. Now it's 25,000. And if you critically look at it, the person who is complaining about it can afford one extra cup
but yet has allowed the environment to influence him, so he's holding back. So you see a society where everybody is holding back. The truth is that we can afford that extra one cup of rice, even though times are
That's a very interesting comment. Even though times are hard, you can still afford that extra cup of rice. What's the holiday like in Port Harcourt today? That's what we're looking at this morning. Good morning, Jude. Like you said, transportation is higher now. People are paying about 300 to 400 from Choba to Rumokoro. Really? 400? From Choba to Rumokoro? How? I can understand 200 to 400. By 3. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I think at some point my line.
Oh, yes. Welcome back, please.
Okay, this is George, yeah. So, back to the topic. The truth is, Port Harcourt is a bit quiet. Just like every other city, you find out that this season, where it's really happening is the villages. So people travel, and then the villages are more lively than the city.
But I heard, George, that Owerri is the reverse. That right now, it looks as though everybody has moved to Owerri. I hear that some hotels have been booked for nearly a week ahead of time. So what is making people come to Owerri and leave Port Harcourt? That's if it's true.
I don't know how true that is, but if it is true, we need to borrow a lift from them. Because right now I'm on the streets. I'm trying to drive to USD. The place is generally quiet. People have traveled. The roads are not as busy
as
it used to be. People have traveled. And then I know the peculiarity of River State is that this period, Buguma is having one carnival, maybe at
very true.
And they borrow the communities around borrow this thing. So it's a way of uniting people who are out of the country. And so it's happening in the interland. And this is peculiar about River State. So, but if you talk about Port Harcourt as a city, just generally there, few people do not want to go. Maybe, which is going to be coming very early. Many people like me, we're not people who are social, who are always out there. We like our quiet life. So I think that's what I caught for this morning. I'm on the road right now. I'm telling you, it's quiet.
No, okay. It's really quiet. All right. But so just before I let you go, you have no plans of traveling for the holidays, maybe on 29th or 30th by chance?
Bro, I'm just here, man. I don't know. That's peculiar to me. She has my lifestyle.
Any special someone, what? Someone there? Any special missus or miss? Any special missus or miss in you or for you rather?
Okay, missus, shout out. Is it what you're saying? I can't get it properly.
Is there a special lady that you are spending the time with? Is anybody special? Oh.
I'm married. Coincidentally, I'm married for 12 years. December is making my 12 years of marriage. So
whoa.
My children are on holiday. We got married 12 years ago.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic to hear that. So you're with your family period.
So, my children were all there. My son is about 11 years. He plays the video game properly. So, we just knock ourselves around and then...
Oh, cool.
Tell mommy, is the chicken ready? Please bring out the chicken and then we chew and then just live a peaceful life.
Oh, it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. Thank you very much
for sharing. Thank you. Always a pleasure hearing you. Thank you for the good work you're doing.
Thank you very much. 12 years. Oh, that's so amazing. That is so amazing. Good morning, Jude. Compliments of the season. I don't have an issue with people arguing for or against how yesterday was. My main complaint is that I don't have Christmas songs from platforms like radio stations as expected, which is the only unique thing about Christmas, because one can always eat anything at any time compared to a Christmas song. Michael, if I'm not mistaken, we've been doling out the Christmas songs, you know, at least for a week. I know I have. You know, so, but don't worry, I got you covered, Michael. I got you covered. I'm gonna give you one of them Christmas songs very soon. That's how we do. It's holiday season after all. Okay, all right. Let's read more messages. We have just about 3 minutes before we sign out. Okay? Okay. All right. This one says, hello, Jude. Good morning. Holidays in Port Harcourt are usually a mixed bag. Christmas, Easter, a lot of people will travel because they love to spend time away from the city. That's where I have a problem. The city doesn't create enough things to keep people in it. Interesting. Bye, 23. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, I am Obed and I'm coming from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, Obed. Compliments of the season.
Compliments of the season to you, too. Well, let me, before I present my own submission, comment or affirm to what the last caller said. You know, he did say that almost all radio stations in this very year that we are into did not play much of Christian music. That's the reality. It's true.
Christmas songs or Christian music? Let's be very clear.
Christmas songs.
Really?
Christmas songs was not played as they were being played before. In the day when I was my 20 something years, I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
And this, you know, that's about this, our own interest of what Christmas is. So that's the canal aspect of Christmas. But this is what I have to say. You know, yesterday, in my own vicinity where I stay, right here, there was a very serious battle between couples because places within the neighborhood were actually cooking rice, chickens, fried chickens, and all of that. But one particular family, I'm telling you, reality, that nothing of such was provided. And the man said, I have no money for that. We have gas in the house. We have air. So let's make use of this, please, my wife. And that emanated to serious animal now.
Oh, dear.
Up to this moment. So
wow.
What am I trying to say? Persons are not after the intrinsic meaning
of the holiday.
Christmas.
Yes.
Intrinsic meaning. We lack that knowledge. So you media personnel should be helping us. What is Christmas all about? It's all about thinking on what Christ brings for us. That's what we should be reflecting on. The most important after that, it's all about rice,
and chicken.
Eating rice, chicken, enjoying ourselves, attending parties. So persons after now should have everything.
Okay, so they should have a rethink. All right, so let's see. comments asking about, you know, rice and chicken over here. Well, I am not distributing any. But I still have a voucher. Yes, a gift card from Hyper City for a Bakare Love. Once again, 1 hour and counting. Oh, sorry, 2 hours and counting. She's not here. This would explode. It would explode, and then it would not be worth it any longer.